Let's do another Bible study. So the Bible study. There's two kingdoms. Jesus came to show us the kingdom of God. That's one kingdom. His kingdom is not of this world, he said, but it's going to come one day at the end of times. And then there's the kingdom of Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:4. You're walking through the kingdom of Satan right now. You're living and enjoying the flesh and food and frivolity of the kingdoms of Satan. And Jesus and the Word of God, he said in John 17, my sheep hear my voice and they're not of the world, he tells us. And the Bible says in James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. That word friend, let's do a Bible study on that. It means fond of. If you're fond of the things of the world and you're not fond of living for Christ in spirit and truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You're an enemy of God, per James 4:4. And 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, Strawberry Fest is the world. The Super Bowl is the world. Sports, politics, movies, Netflix, entertainment is all of the world. If you love all of that, the Bible says the love of the Father is not in you. And so what world are you loving, neighbor? You're not loving God's kingdom as you love this worldly false way. You're not loving God's kingdom as you live in pride and vanity. You're not loving God's kingdom as you keep lies and false ways of American churchianity. You're not living for the kingdom of God as you entertain yourself in flesh and frivolity. The Bible says we're to be about the kingdom of God. We're to be about laboring for the kingdom of God. We're to be about seeking holiness and righteousness. The Bible says hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus calls you to hunger and thirst for righteousness, neighbor. You've got to change your allegiance and come out of this world of Satan. And you've got to have an allegiance towards Jesus Christ. To walk in His Word. To keep His ways. To become a child of God via the gospel that we've been preaching all day. That gospel will change your life. That gospel will change your world. What world are you living for? Are you living for the kingdom that God established, His body, His New Testament ways, not churchianity in America? Or are you living for the kingdom of Satan that Satan developed ever since the garden to deceive you, to sweep you away, to cause destruction? You see, it's Satan's plan that you'll be distracted by his culture and you'll not follow the truth of God's word. Don't let that happen to you, neighbor. Wake up from your spiritual slumber. Stop living for the world and your flesh and open the scriptures. Ask God to convict your heart, your mind, and your soul so that you can know Him, follow Him, obey Him, serve Him in spirit and truth. Ponder the two kingdoms. You can't be of the kingdom of God living like the kingdom of Satan in your dress, in your actions, in your sports, in your politics, in your churchianity, in your lust for fleshly things to fill you up. You must be of the kingdom of God in spirit and truth and righteousness. Test yourself, American neighbors. What kingdom are you living of? Strawberry Fest is the kingdom of Satan. Repent, enter the kingdom of God through Christ and the gospel, and be made new and be transformed.